Islamic terrorist attacks on innocent civilians is not an issue of the right or left. It cannot be classified as an American, British, French, Australian, Canadian, Iraqi, or Pakistani issue. It is an international issue and problem affecting the basis of Western civilization. Islamic terrorism threatens the safety and security of millions around the world, regardless of the passport we hold, the nation we reside in, the language we speak, or the currency we exchange. The modern world is a global community that works together to prosper, invent, advance, exchange, and grow for the benefit of all. Islamic radicals are working against the goals of the global community. They consider their 7th-century repressive ideology supreme and are trying to impose it on as many nations as they can. The threat of Islamic terrorism has already cost the civilized world billions of dollars in security provisions, countless hours of inconvenience and delay, and immeasurable work to institute programs and procedures to protect the civilian population. Security measures at airports are extensive wherever you are: New York, Sydney, London, Paris, Madrid, Toronto, or Tel Aviv. Every person who travels is aware of this threat. The initial Islamic war Muhammad declared on the infidels, the original Islamic war, has re-emerged and is ramping up its attacks on freedom-loving people. As I recounted in my book, Because They Hate, while growing up in Lebanon, I witnessed and experienced the horror and terror this neo-jihad wreaks on civilians, nations, and societies. After having lived in a bomb shelter for 7 years and having seen most of my childhood friends killed by Islamic militants, I understand from firsthand experience the chilling implications of this original jihad inspired by the Prophet Muhammad. This call to jihad is a declaration of war that is reverberating throughout an emboldened Muslim world. Its historically proven implications can be ignored only at our own peril. This declaration of war has not come from nationals of a particular country. They owe allegiance only to Muhammad's original ideology. They represent no country. They do not wear the uniforms of a country's armed forces. They are doctors dressed in white, mothers and fathers with babies wrapped in blankets, or students wearing jeans. They exhibit a ruthless and brutal disregard for any rules of war that speak to the treatment of civilians. The reason is simple. According to the original Islam of Muhammad, there are no innocent civilians. Radical Islamists consider all people, in or out of military uniform, who do not believe in the original Islam of Muhammad, to be the enemy until they convert or are subject to Islamic law. This is why they must be stopped. These Islamists' devotion to the ideology of true Islam has become legendary. Even so-called moderate Muslims who don't agree with these jihadists' devotion to the purest form of Islam or their terror tactics respect their passion and commitment. It is this very passion and devotion that is causing the ranks of original Islam to swell, especially with younger Muslims. The imams, clerics, and mullahs who exhort Muslims to take up the cause of jihad do so in absolutely uncompromising terms, calling on devoted Muslims everywhere to lay down their very lives for Allah and the spread of Islam. They are tenacious, determined, and relentless. They believe that the abandonment of the Islam of Muhammad with its central tenet of jihad has led to the weakening of Islamic culture. They are committed to worldwide conquest as the means of restoring Islamic superiority. They view this war in terms of decades, not years, and they're willing to fight as long as it takes. This is why they must be stopped. 21st century technology has empowered this army of fanatical true believers. Instantaneous global communication and rapid international transportation have made possible the proliferation of terrorist cells throughout the world. These cells use the internet as a recruiting and training tool, making it a virtual terrorist training camp to spread their radical ideology of hatred and terror across borders, oceans, and countries. This is why they must be stopped.